Please rise for the Honorable Judge Matthew Young.
Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. Well, let's not waste any time. We all know why we're here. Counselor for the prosecution, Mr. Haggerty, isn't it?
That's right, sir.
You may proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, an innocent woman was taken from us, murdered in cold blood, ripped from this world in the most violent way possible. Imagine if this was your sister, your wife, your daughter. Imagine what she must have felt as the blood was drained from her body.
Order, order, I will have order. Order!
Your Honor, you see how the defendant shows no remorse, no compassion?
I do indeed. Do you believe this outburst to be in any way acceptable, Miss Tate?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I just get the giggles when I'm scared.
Sir, if I may speak for my client.
She is truly a monster.
I'm not. I just know you won't believe me. I'm not guilty, Your Honor. Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty.
Collinsport, Maine. A town of old families, old ties, old loves, old grudges. Where some come to build a life and others come to forget their mistakes. But drawing a line in the sand isn't as easy as it looks. Some wounds refuse to heal. Some secrets demand to be heard. And some sins cry out to be punished.
Was I asleep?
Hello? The label on your bag says this is where you live. You know, I think I like it. Oh, the smell of fish.
That's Collinsport. Looks like it's just the two of us.
Well, we'd better run before the conductor realizes I don't have a ticket. Come on.
Okay.
Is this place usually so quiet?
It's the beginning and the end of the world. And hi, by the way. I'm Jackie, and you're British.
Why, Sherlock Holmes, you astound me.
I've been in New York checking out colleges. My mom, she's the local sheriff, by the way, sent me there by myself. You know what? Obviously, I'm telling her I hated every minute of it, but actually, I really enjoyed it.
It was a long journey, wasn't it?
I guess.
It's just you're babbling like you haven't spoken to anyone in hours.
Oh, I just do that. What about you? Just visiting?
Not exactly. I'm undetermined.
Well, if you want a drink, the Blue Whale's good. Actually, if you want a drink, the Blue Whale's all we've got.
And what do you do for fun, Jackie? You and your friends?
Well, there's me and Cody and Harry and...
Watch out!
Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's cool. Just nearly got squashed by a crate.
I'm really sorry. You both all right? Thank God. Oh! I missed you on the train. I meant to ask you about your tickets.
Tickets? How can you ask about tickets at a time like this? She could have been killed. Do you know she's the sheriff's daughter?
Really? I'm okay.
No, Jackie. I think we need to speak to your mother about this right now. Come on.
Wow. You really don't want to pay for a ticket.
Never pay for an outward journey. What if you don't like the destination? Talking of money, did you see the labels on that grate?
I know. Valuable, fragile, do not open.
I wonder where it's going.
It'll be Collinwood. Mysterious crates are just their thing.
Collinwood?
owned by the Collins family, like everything around here. Big house on the hill, deserted mine, actually, it'd be quicker to list the places the Collins family don't own.
Oh, well, that's certainly food for thought.
Ooh, food. I'm gonna get a burger. Do you want anything? Sorry, who are you?
No, I'm fine. And I'm Vivian Bell. And it was lovely to meet you, Jackie.
Bye-bye, Vivian Bell, and welcome to Collinsport.
Dark Shadows, Bloodline. Episode 1 by Alan Flanagan.
Dr. Hill, Sheriff Tate.
Mr. Griffin, you're back then.
Yeah. So what can I get you?
A beer. And Ed, I've said already, call me Richard. So, how was your trip?
Yeah, it was great. Time away from this place was just what I needed. Drink, Sheriff?
No, just a water. I'm on duty in an hour.
I'll bring him over. Mom, you gotta come down here and give me a hand?
If she doesn't, perhaps I could.
Whoa. Yeah. You are...
Yes, I'm new and thirsty.
Sure, yeah. What would you like? We do cocktails now.
You know, I'm not really a cocktail kind of girl. I'll have a beer. A Collins Port special. Named after you.
No, I'll just get a glass. You from England? Pretty far to come for a beer.
Well, a beer is just the beginning. So do you own this place?
We run it. Me and my son.
Jessica?
I'm just getting a drink. So, welcome to the Blue Whale.
It's lovely.
Go back upstairs, Mom. I'm fine.
It's all right, Ed. Willie can wait. I think I'll stay. Oh, hey, Rick. Hey, Rhonda.
Jess? Your son forgotten about our drinks?
Oh, God, if it wasn't for me, he'd forget to put his pants on in the morning.
Mom?
Personally, Ed, I've always found pants to be overrated.
Oh.
So if you run this place, you must be one of the Collins family I've heard so much about.
God, no. Bunch of spoiled rich kids. Obviously, they own it, like they own everything.
So am I taking these drinks over? Wait. Do you think they're, you know?
Oh, love a bit of local gossip. Who are they? They do look kind of secrety.
Well, he's the doctor at Collinsport Hospital, and she's the town sheriff. Now, I could tell you a few things about her.
It's all right, Mom. You take those plates to the kitchen. I'll deal with the drinks.
Oh, fine, fine.
So, am I allowed to know your name?
I'm Viv. So let me guess, the men of the Collins family are stinking rich, but they've never done a proper day's work in their life.
You got it.
Oh, they sound horrific. You must tell me more.
Willie Loomis, come down here and help me. Who's there? Come on, show yourselves. You know, my son's just outside. Oh, Cody.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Griffin.
What are you doing in here?
I just wanted to...
Are you drunk? You know your dad's out there.
I'm sorry. Oh, please don't tell him. I'll get a cloth. I'll clean. Mrs. Griffin,
Is this...
Cody, give that to me. But that... Just give it to me. Thank you. Just, look, I'll clean up the mess. You grab something from the fridge, line your stomach. Oh, hell, there's another beer in there if you want it. But go out the back door.
Thank you.
Hey, I was a teenager once. Just don't do it again.
Mom, someone to see you.
Go, Scoot. Oh, and Cody, please, please don't tell anyone about what you saw.
Jessica Griffin, I'm back.
Jackie, how was New York?
Oh, you know, it was all right. I mean, it's just New York. Start spreading the news.
Hello again.
Oh, Vivian. Hey.
Jacqueline Tate. I suppose it'd be too much to ask that you'd go home before hitting the bar.
My spidey sense told me you'd be here. I just wanted to let Mrs. Griffin know. Mrs. Griffin, I'm back and raring to go if you need help.
Willie's helping out tonight, so you're off the hook. But come by tomorrow, though.
Well, Mom, Jessica. Oh, hey, Dr. Hill. If my services aren't needed, I'm going to go and find Cody and head off up to Collinwood.
Be home for dinner at 9. I gotta get back to Rick.
Have you seen Cody?
Yeah, he just went out back. Go through the kitchen.
That's handy. I'm starving.
Hey, try not to eat everything.
Hey! Oh. Where'd you get the beer? Oh. On a sandwich?
Mrs. Griffin gave me it.
Whoa. Are you actually drunk? As in, drunk drunk?
Isn't that what teenagers do?
Yeah, teenagers who don't have an IQ of a million.
You look kind of green.
I feel sick.
Was it that boring while I was gone? Do you want some water or something?
I'm okay.
My mom's back in there with your dad, which is giving me creepy thoughts. Want to come to Collinwood? Spooky house on the hill? Pretty boy.
No. No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. Go, I'm gonna head home and sleep this off.
All right. Keep making good choices. How was the smorgasbord of Northeastern College, Jackie? It was a joy, Cody. An absolute joy. Except for the fact that I have no idea what I actually want to do with my life.
Here's your drinks.
Thanks, Ed. Jackie looks well.
Yeah. I just wish she'd stayed away longer.
She's gonna be okay. We all are.
You reckon? Alice Chen nearly caught us, Rick. We gotta be more careful.
Don't worry, Jackie. A quiet, peaceful evening at Collinwood will cure what ails you.
Hello. Oh, hi,
Lena, I found it. Afternoon, Jackie.
Uncle Quentin?
Just 5 minutes. The subject continues to stonewall me. Hi, Jackie.
Thomas, stop calling people subjects.
Lila, it's Jackie. We've met, like, 5 times.
Yes, sorry. Come in.
Is Harry around?
I think he's in the conservatory.
Oh, I didn't know Collinwood had a conservatory.
It didn't until Carolyn's mystical makeover last year.
Amy! Let me see that diamond again. Wow. Set a date yet?
Nope. Just basking in the glow.
Amy, honey, want to help me do unspeakable things to a turkey?
All right, I'm coming.
Well, if my door-holding services are no longer required, I might get back to work.
What's that, tomboy?
It's a tape recorder. I found it in the attic.
It looks older than you, although that's not saying much.
I'm making a documentary about the Collins family, starting from me and going through generation after generation, stretching all the way back to...
me.
This family is weird.
Well, Wolf Boy, I'm not part of the Collins family, so I guess I'm not needed. I'll go find Harry.
Run while you can.
A conservatory! Finally, we can play that giant game of Clue we always talked about.
You're back!
And so far, I've met a woman on the train who might be awesome or terrifying, and then this crate almost killed me, and my mom and Dr. Hill are up to something in the Blue Whale, and Cody's drunk, and...
Yeah, we broke up.
Who did? Wait. What? You and Cody? How? Why?
While you were gone, I just...
Oh, here. Here. Aw, they're there. Padding. Gentle speaking voice. Measured language.
It doesn't work as well if you say the instructions out loud.
Sorry. Not my strong point.
Oh, and don't tell Amy. Things here are crazy with the wedding. Oh, and Barnabas and Julia are back soon as well.
Who's Julia? Has Barnabas got a girlfriend?
Dr. Julia Hoffman. She's his... something. She's new. He went looking for her, found her, brought her back, and they left again. She's a bit...
Hey, kids. Everything okay? Dinner's on the way. Jackie, can we persuade you to stay?
Honestly, I haven't eaten in days.
Then, in 1767... No. So, in 1767...
Auntie Leela, quick question.
Please, Thomas, don't call me that.
Do you think that the Collins family's original flight from England was based more on financial need or something else? Like they were explorers?
That sounds like the kind of question I'd need to spend a few hours in the study ruminating over, doesn't it?
I'll just wait out here then.
Ah. You found my hiding place.
You too?
Don't get me wrong. I love my family, but... There are just so many of them now. Come here.
Now, I was led to believe we'd been moving to an old country manor with echoing empty halls. That kind of deception could be grounds for an annulment.
Well, let me make it up to you.
I'm going to talk to David. I'll be back, Annie Leela.
I should probably do some work.
How's it all coming along?
And by that, do you mean, am I ever going to tell you what my book's about?
I wouldn't dream of asking you again.
Good boy.
Whatever happened to the honeymoon period, eh?
It ended. Honeymoon period. Right.
You need to get on with your mysterious book, I know. You'll join us for dinner?
I'll bring my most sparkling conversation. Love you.
Love you, too.
So, you kids had gone to bed. Everyone had gone to bed. We stayed up in the drawing room, telling ghost stories, if you'll believe it.
Real ones? Move closer to the mic.
David. He was telling this one about... Wasn't the woman headless?
Except for on Halloween.
Oh, yes! Yes! It was ridiculous! I couldn't stop laughing until he got this cute little pout. Like he was 10 years old again.
And then she stopped laughing. And we both just looked at each other.
And then he said, Amy, will you marry me?
Awesome.
Awesome indeed. Right, that's everything. Tom, can you tell everyone dinner's ready?
Aye, aye, Captain.
So, Harry was telling me about the strange and mysterious Dr. Hoffman. She sounded pretty cool.
She came to stay when I was just a kid, to research a book, or so she said. It was all a big fat lie.
Oh, so we're keeping an eye on you, Leela.
Ha!
Turns out she was investigating Barnabas, because she found out his secret. She looks a bit different these days, though. Apparently they were in Tangier, and...
Sorry, just testing. Again.
Please, can we go 5 minutes without that thing making an appearance?
For the last time, Tom, put it away.
I'm just having some fun.
Just turn it off!
Harry?
Hey, come on, Harry.
Harry, you're just upset because...
Jackie, can you just for 1 minute not get involved?
Hey! I was just trying
to... Okay, everyone just... Look, I wanted us all to have dinner together for a reason tonight. I wanted to make an announcement, or rather, a house full of noise. That's what I wanted, that's what I've always wanted. When I was a kid, I had to play on my own and I used to worry. Well,
that my whole life would be like that. Playing on my own.
He knows he's already proposed, right?
I do. But I know, Amy, that you wanted a house full of noise, too. I've been talking, making calls to everyone I could, trying to get everyone in the same place, especially Maggie.
Maggie? Oh, she can make it?
She can. And pretty much everyone else. I just had to do some rescheduling.
You pushed it back?
Nope.
You brought it forward? How far forward?
What are you doing this time next week?
What the hell?
I'd better get that.
Well, that was...
Next week?
It's up to your mom.
May I be excused?
Harry.
I'll go after him.
So, I had an interesting time in New York.
Well, that's something.
Who was it?
Not who, what?
She said... mysteriously.
It's a box.
And those observational skills are why I'm marrying you.
I'd say it's more of a crate than a box.
That's what nearly hit me at the station. I knew it was coming here.
I wonder what it is. It's addressed to Barnabas.
I mean, I could have died.
Well, I've more important things to worry about. I'm going to find Tom and Harry.
Love you. I'll start clearing up dinner.
Which means I can go back to work.
In that case, I'll be in the drawing room with a brandy.
And then there was one. Hello, spooky box. Strong, silent type, huh? I wonder what's in there. Oh, label. Oh. So that's interesting. Hello? I'll get it. Good evening and welcome to... Hello? Hello? Oh, pesky kids.
You broke a pot.
It was an accident. Did you want something?
You think it's too soon for Mom and David to get married?
You don't understand. You're just a kid.
But this isn't about Mom. It's about Cody.
What?
Cody hasn't been here for 3 days. And for those last 3 days, you've been acting like a... What did Uncle Quentin call you that time?
A word you shouldn't know.
I'm sorry you're sad, but I don't understand. Why would Cody break up with you?
He didn't. I broke up with him.
There you are. What's this?
Sorry, it was an accident.
Oh, it's fine. So... what do my boys think? Too soon?
I like David.
I like him, too.
So, marry him. Next week, next month, next year, it's all the same.
Sometimes I think you're the wisest member of the family. And then I watch you try to tie your shoelaces. What about you?
I think you should do whatever you want.
I don't know what I want until I know what you want.
Then, yeah, do it. Marry him. You deserve to be happy. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Excellent.
Are you... Tom! Were you recording us? You can't just... What the hell is wrong with you?
I thought it was something important. That means it's worth recording.
I could kill you!
Harry, he doesn't know any better. Tom, baby, why don't you go to your room and read for a bit? Harry, tidy this up, and I'll go get us some dessert.
You mean you're going to go give David your answer?
We'll talk later.
Mystery box, what do you hold?
Are you talking to a box?
What? Maybe. What are you doing?
I'm being sent to my room because Harry's angry because he broke up with Cody and now he's smashing pots.
I'll talk to him. I'll see you later.
I'm now going to my room where I shall continue my research.
I mean, I could always take just a teensy peek inside.
You know what they say about curiosity.
Sorry, I didn't see you. Are you... if you're who I think you are, then whatever they say about curiosity never stops you.
And who do you think I am?
I think, judging by your clothes, you've recently returned from a long trip. I think you're wearing a veil, even though it's dark outside, so you're weirded out by your appearance.
Which is something I might be rather sensitive about.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Don't apologize. I've never been that good with a sensitive thing myself.
So, you're probably the woman who pretended to be writing a book, but was really investigating a bloodthirsty vampire. If you're just a taxi driver or something, I'm going to be really embarrassed right now. Please say you're the fabled Dr. Hoffman.
I am Dr. Hoffman, but you can call me Julia.
Hey, I'm Jackie. Jackie Tate, not a doctor.
So, Jackie Tate, what do you think is in the box?
Can't you tell me?
Obviously. Describe it to me.
Well, it's not waterproof. It's airy.
How big is it?
Big.
Specifically?
Well, it's about 8 feet long, 5 feet wide, same tall. Factor in packing, and it gets smaller.
You may have answered your own question.
Yeah, I get it. And I read the label. I know where it came from, but that's crazy.
The best science always is. I heard you were visiting colleges. How was it?
Oh, it was horrible. Thank you for asking.
My pleasure.
So, are we friends now? I think we're friends.
I do hope so. Barnabas is getting the bags out of the car.
You've got him well trained.
I do believe my ears are burning.
Barnabas!
And it's not even daylight.
Oh, how are you? Where have you been?
Here and there. Julia and I had a few loose ends to tie up.
Are you back for good?
Oh, hey, Uncle Barney.
Uncle Barnabas. It's good to see you, Harry.
Barnabas! Julia! You're back just in time for the big announcement. Can I get everyone in the drawing room?
Barnabas and I'll join you in a moment, David. Well, it's intact. Some scuffing around the corners.
Julia, once again, I am so sorry.
Barnabas, there's no point in dwelling on it. We did what we did.
But, Julia...
We don't have time for self-pity. We came back for a reason.
Barnabas, Julia, come on.
We should join the others.
I just hope that what we have to do doesn't affect them. This family has suffered enough.
And all because of me.
Julia, did you ever think when you first met morbid little David Collins that one day you'd be attending my wedding?
I had no doubt.
David, isn't this something of a fait accompli? After all, I don't think Amy would be here if she'd have said no.
Give him his moment, Quentin. Brandy, Leela?
Absolutely.
Well, you know why we've gathered you here.
Again?
Amy Jennings, will you marry me? Significantly sooner than expected.
Yes, yes. 1,000 times yes.
Then I propose a toast. To David. To Amy. To family.
To family.
Bottom cheers!
I'm just going to get some fresh air. Congratulations. Don't worry, I'll get it.
Marina!
Oh, whatever.
Hello, my name is... Oh, hello. Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Mum?
Like, I saw them. I saw them together at the to Marina.
No way.
Oh, yeah, I did. And old Annie Spence, she thinks she once saw them over there in the cave.
Well, honey, isn't gossiping one of the deadly sins? And you, a good Catholic girl?
Oh, shut up.
Well, never mind them. Come on, I booked us a table.
Ooh, where are we going?
Collinsport's finest, of course. The Blue Whale.
Jean Forbes, you can't book tables at the Blue Whale.
Dark Shadows, Bloodline, Episode 1 by Alan Flanagan. It starred Kelly Burke, Tom Michael Bly, Jerry Lacey, Jake Wardle, Alexandra Donahue, Nico Diodoro, Michael Sean, Georgina Strauss, Adam Hall, Jameson Selby, Lachelle Carr, Wallace Hammond, Marie Wallace, John Carlin, Susan Sullivan, David Selby, Stephanie Ellen, Alec Newman, Scott Haran, Julie Newmar, Andrew Collins, Daniel Collard, and Sarah Pitar. The script editor was Joseph Litster. The sound design and music were by David Darlington. Producers, David Darlington and Joseph Litster. Directors, Ursula Burton, David Darlington, and Joseph Litster. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs, Jason Haig-Ellery, and Jim Pearson. Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.